It's all over. The time of preparation, washing of feet, the altar has been stripped. We have prayed and read and sang, retold and remembered Christ's journey to the cross, his body nailed to it, his last breath. We have asked where God might be in all of this, and a new dawn has risen. It's over. We are here, and Jesus is nowhere to be found. Where has he gone? Where could he be? We have prepared, given up meat, alcohol, swearing, taken on praying, listening, journaling, all making ourselves ready to meet the risen Christ. And he is nowhere, or at least not where we might expect him to be, waiting for us in the tomb behind a large rock. He's not there. Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He's been raised. He's not here. Leave a message at the tone, and he'll do his best to get back to you. The risen Christ was never going to stay in the tomb. He was never going to lay around waiting for us to get it. What did we think we were preparing ourselves for, really? In Mark's gospel, he has headed back to Galilee, back to the place where it all began, back out into the world where there is work to be done, where there are people to be engaged, and ministry to be in and with. This is our call, not to stay as we are, not to prepare ourselves and then to go back to the way we were before, and not even necessarily to head out into ministry in a whole new place. No, in fact, we are most often called to be in ministry right where we are. Many of us meet Jesus, and then we have to go on, then we have to keep right on living where we are, but changed. What did it mean for you that you took on a Lenten practice, if in fact you did? How did it change you? And will you have an Easter practice because of it? A new way of being in your relationship with the risen Christ? Jesus most often calls us right where we are, with the people that we know and the people that we love. We head back out into the world changed because of our encounter. But too often we tell no one. Don't leave and tell no one. And don't stay in Lent. The time of preparation is over. Ready or not, it's time to get out there. This is the invitation of Jesus to us in this story. It's not time to stay stuck. There are things to do, and the risen Christ is to be witnessed to, and he is not sitting around either. Are you ready? Are we ever ready? It can be hard to follow a Christ who is always one step ahead, when I am not completely sure that I understood or understand, for whom I sometimes have to listen really carefully, pay attention. But this is what we prepared for. This is why we are a part of this community. And if not this community, then find a community. We sometimes don't understand, but we have to listen with and for and to each other. We have each other to hold us accountable for our actions and to help us listen, to help us figure out where and how we might act, to show us where the risen Christ might be. We are to be in ministry in a world that will not always receive us well. Ready or not, here we come. Christ is risen and calling us out into the world to be and do as Christ's own hands and feet. Ready or not. This final poem is by Janet Morley. I never meant you to roll back the stone before I was ready to ask. I had not even fingered the roughness and edge of it, tested my shoulder against its painful weight, stood contemplating its massive shadow, or wept in the half-dark for a miracle I would not have accepted. How can I want what I wanted but never believed in? Despair was at least articulate, unstrange. I knew what the repeated question was, endlessly safe from the answer. Not this open grave, this violation of my certainty, this chill ecstasy I can no longer refuse. This fear I flee from without hope, it will leave me behind. This large, gratuitous terror I cannot now seek refuge from without complete betrayal. You, beloved, for whom I stretch my heart with grief, rudely announce its irrelevance, arising to my unreadiness, not with a comfortable word, but to a world appalled.